melang bana ba di khoshile di khoshi ga di ke ngwanyana la rata ke modimo le mangelo ya ke. So I'm just waiting for my next work appointment, and I was thinking to myself, what's one thing that you find as intimate in a relationship that people probably will not think the same? I'll go first. For me personally, is a man that listens to me. Oh, no one will ever beat a man that listens to me. And I mean listen. You know, guys, na ke bolela too much, ne? Ke bolela je di bona mo internet mo a le bone se like ke bolela ke phela ke ne di taba. And one of the indications that I'm not going to work out with a man is when he thinks I talk too much. Once a man says to me or utters a word like, "Oh, you talk too much," then I just know, "Oh, me and that man are not going to work," because that level of intimacy is something that I need in a relationship to go home and tell you about my day. And not just tell you about my day, but I want like details of my day, and you must listen to the details. Sometimes when I know a man is really listening to me, I'm like, oh, what an intimate. When I tell them something and I give them out a lot of details, and then the next time when I have new developments about what I told them the other day, and they remind me of the level of detail that I told them that time, and I'm just like, oh, you listen. Yay. Guys, now I love people that listen to me, because wow, can I really talk? And the thing is, while I'm busy telling you like stuff and you're like engaged and you're telling me, oh yes, and then what? Then what does this mean? And then by add a little detail, and then you guys go on a whole side conversation that like really gets off track. Then little, what was I trying to say before we went on this? I hope that, oh no, you were saying, sign me up. There is nothing I hate like a relationship where I'm not looking forward to tell you something. Like, I need to look forward to give you details of something that I told you about the other day. Please, that for me is big intimacy.